Welcome, everyone. Thanks for tuning into the show today. This should be a very informative hour. We have John Spurr, who's going to talk about lending with us today. And we have the president of Regal Pest Prevention to talk about pest prevention. Sandra, how are you today?
I'm doing great, and I don't want to miss my opportunity to say Happy Father's Day to each of you in the room, but also anyone listening out there, too. We hope you have a wonderful day today.
Oh, thank you.
We forgot to mention that we have our guest host, as always, my buddy John. How are you doing, John?
Yeah, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, as always. Love this place.
Great. And with that being said, I'll let Sandra stand and we'll talk about our first guest. He's been in the lending business for over 30 years, owner and founder of Inspired Life Mortgage, John Spurr. How you doing today, John?
I'm good, thank you.
And I'll leave it up to Sandra to sit there and talk to you a little bit, and I'll chime in when I think I have something important to say, which is probably nothing.
No, you'll have something, I'm sure. You always got something good.
Well, I think we have to start with what's made the news this week, and that's rates.
Yeah, rates have been a hot topic for a while here. We definitely have seen interest rates climb relatively quick. I think that the Federal Reserve is doing what they need to do, and the 3/4 point hike was something that needed to happen. But I think a lot of people don't understand that the rate that the Fed controls is not mortgage rates themselves, but it artificially affects mortgage rates. What we've been looking at is ARM products as opposed to conventional conforming products.
Hey, John, what does ARM stand for?
An adjustable rate mortgage.
Thanks.
We didn't hear much about adjustable rate mortgages over the last several years.
They became basically a three-letter word after the mortgage meltdown. But the ARM products today are nothing like what was offered 10, 12, 13 years ago. They're a very safe product. They're built with intention to help people that can't afford a home with the higher interest rates to be able to afford a home on something that's going to have a lower rate.
Yeah.
The ARMs we offer are going to be fixed for 7 or 10 years. I don't look at shorter term ARMs. We look at something that's fixed for 7 to 10 years. Most people that purchase a home, they're going to be in that home in that particular mortgage for about 5 years. And that tends to be the average lifespan of a 30-year mortgage. Every 5 years, you either sell and move or you do some sort of refinance. So that 7-year ARM seems to be very safe. And it's allowing our customers right now to qualify for a mortgage in rates that are more in the 4-4.5 range as opposed to the 6-6.25 that they are today after the Fed rate increase.
Yeah, I think understanding those benefits of the ARM is something, like I said, because we haven't been talking about it. And I think that because rates have been so low, it really would have been irrelevant for most buyers. Can you give us an example of what that means in a house payment, let's say on a $300,000 mortgage?
So if you were looking to buy a home with a $300,000 mortgage and you put 10% down, if you did a regular 30-year mortgage today, you're looking at about $1,900, $1,950 a month payment. If you did a 7-year ARM at the rates we can get today, you're looking at about $1,670 a month. So there's a $320, $330 a month difference in that payment. And the nice thing right now with ARMs is we get to qualify at that lower rate. There are some underwriting guidelines that would say you have to qualify at what's called a fully indexed rate. But the fully indexed rate right now is actually lower than the rate we would lock you in at, so you get to qualify at that rate.
That's awesome. I know qualifying is a big issue for buyers today, especially as the rates go up. What are you seeing in your world that is kind of making your phone ring? Are you seeing people panicking because they're not qualifying, or are you seeing people just looking at credit repair?
We're getting everything. There's a lot of people that just don't understand their credit situation and where they're at, and we work with them to help them get that improved. By no means are we a credit repair agency, but we do know steps that they can take, and we can refer them to people that can help them get their credit fixed. We have gotten a lot of panic phone calls. An example is a borrower in Washington that we're closing their transaction for them this week. Nobody could get them qualified because rates had gone up. Well, we just made the decision that we really wanted to help this guy, so we decided to make less and go with a different lending program and make sure we could get them qualified and get them into a home. So sometimes we have to sacrifice a little bit to help people get into a home. But that's what where the market is today. Rates are higher, but there's still great opportunities out there to own a home and buy a home, especially with unique products.
Mm. And you pre-qualified someone for me, I think it was last week, maybe the week before. And I know that you had talked to them about down payment assistance. Do you think that we are going to start seeing more contracts come across that are either down payment assistance or asking for closing costs?
I absolutely believe we're going to start seeing contracts with asking for seller concessions towards closing costs and with down payment assistance. A lot of the down payment assistance programs out there aren't free money. It's what they call a silent second. There's a second mortgage that's attached. But what they do is they're giving you more than you need for the down payment. You're getting money towards your closing costs also, which is a large issue. And a lot of times you need enough money to help get you into a bigger home, right, because it's a larger down payment.
Mm-hmm. One of the things too that I don't think we talk enough about are the VA loans. I love VA. I can't tell you that all agents just instinctively love VA, because there's this perception out there that it's going to cost the seller more money, or that it's going to be harder for the house through the appraisal process. But that's not necessarily true, is it?
No, it's not. And I'm a huge fan of VA loans. We do a higher percentage of VA loans out of all of our business than other lenders. There's several things I like about it. Number one, there's no gray area. The guidelines are the guidelines. Either you meet it or you don't meet it. Hmm. The next thing I love is they don't have ratios. A lot of lenders will tell you they have a maximum debt to income ratio on VA, but that's not how VA works. They work off of a residual income chart, which may allow you to buy more home than you would if it was a conventional loan. The other part is the appraisal process. It's the only loan product out there where if the appraiser doesn't think they're going to be able to bring it in value, or they can't find comps, they let us know in advance before they finish the appraisal. Gives us an opportunity to have a conversation with them and say, well, this is why we think the home is worth this. There's a lot of benefits to that VA program, and it is probably the lowest rate product out there as far as mortgages are concerned.
Yeah, the one thing I'd like to mention is that when you talk about a VA, it's a benefit to the military. And on top of that, most people who have VA benefits, they could afford a conventional loan, but they rather use the benefit in order to take advantage of the fact that they served in the military for a period of time.
Exactly. There's two other great things about VA real quick. One is a VA construction to perm. You can actually buy land and do a construction loan and build a house. The other is there's no loan limit on VA. You could go buy a $2 million home if you qualify. On a VA loan. Mm.
That's one thing we love about the VA, that it has a lot of things, but we're hoping that as we speak more and more about VA loans, that we can get the stigma of the fact that it's not a good loan, that there's issues, that is a good loan, just a matter of people using their benefits to use it.
If I was in your guys' seat as a real estate agent, I would want every offer come across to be a VA. For me, there's no guesswork. It's very approvable. And it's very certain that thing's going to go through.
I think I want to hear more about the construction to perm, and I'm sure that's permitting. So when we come back from the break, let's hit that. Thanks for being here with us. I am Real Estate Show with Raymond Smith and Sandra Johnson.
Tired of fad diets that leave you hangry with no long-term weight loss? Ready to repair your relationship with food and make cooking a consistent and easy routine? Atomic Nutrition is your local, owner-operated support system. Get customized coaching from a registered dietitian and finally reach your goals and maintain the results. You can find more information at AtomicNutritionAZ.com or call 520-261-0584.
Indy Realty is Tucson's homegrown local independent real estate company. Our experienced sales professionals deliver personalized service, cutting-edge technology, and a thoughtful, value-driven approach to help our clients achieve their dreams. Call 520-777-8973 to speak with a caring, qualified agent today. You can also learn more about Indy Realty at indie-realty.com. Indy Realty is hiring qualified sales professionals. Call 520-777-8973 for more.
Inspire Life Mortgage is your local mortgage lender, offering a full line of mortgage products to meet all your borrowing needs, including construction loans, a home equity line of credit, and special financing for investment properties with no income verification. The Inspire Life Mortgage team is committed to providing great customer service and hassle-free closings. Contact Jonathan Spurr at 520-247-3610 or John at InspiredLifeMortgage.com. Inspired Life Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS 1864389 and 304969. AZ St. License MB1002250 and LL0948310.
Welcome back, everyone. We've returned with owner and founder of Inspired Mortgage, John Spurr. And give the mic back to my beautiful wife because she has some great questions to ask.
Well, when we went on break, we were talking about the construction to perm you mentioned and for VA. But let's just start by talking about construction, period, because I know a lot of home buyers have looked to new construction with all the inventory issues that we have had. So what does that process look like for anyone? And then how does that apply with the VA borrower as well?
So basically, a construction to perm loan is just that. You find the lot, you find a builder, and we're able to provide the financing to buy the land and build the home. And at the end, that construction loan converts into your 30-year mortgage or your 7-year ARM or whatever product we decided to use or vehicle we decided to use at the end. And so you can do this on VA also, which is something very unique to VA. But we do a lot of it with conventional financing where it's hard to find a home. You can't find something you like. You keep getting outbid. So you find dirt and you build. It is a longer process. You know, it's going to be 6, 7, 8, 9 months before you get into the home. But it's a great option for people that might be frustrated with the home buying process. And it's a huge benefit for veterans because other lending programs don't do it, but VA does it and does it very well.
Does that apply to a duplex or if someone had the need for like a mother-in-law suite? If it's maybe not a suite, but a second home, there would be more like a guest house. Are there any constraints to that loan regarding that additional housing?
So a VA construction loan is going to be a single family residence. Okay. It could be a manufactured home also. So we do have the ability to buy land and pay for the manufactured home and then final that loan into a VA loan after the fact. We do have construction product, though, for people that want to build multi-units or two-unit homes and whatnot. That's a completely different product and completely different type of product type.
Okay. And what are they looking at as far as being able to, obviously interest rates are something that would be of concern for someone who's entering into a longer building process. At what point are they able to kind of lock that down as far as what their interest is going to be and what kind of interest rates are they paying during the process?
So the VA, we'll just stick with the VA construction or perm. It is going to carry a slightly higher interest rate than it would be if you were buying a home that was already constructed or previously owned. During the construction period, you're only paying interest. You're not paying principal and interest, so that helps keep the payment down. And in some cases, we can build in an interest reserve account to where the interest you're paying is part of the construction process and the loan, so it's really not coming out of your pocket.
Okay.
You typically can lock in at about 120 days before completion of the project.
That's fantastic. That's actually something new for me. I've never been in a position where I've had a buyer who wanted to build with a VA loan, so that's awesome.
Oh, great. We also have, just real quick, I'd like to mention it, we have a lock-in shop program for veterans also where they can lock their rate before they find a house, and you can do that 90 days in advance of going into a contract. So in this raising interest rate environment, that's another great tool.
That is absolutely a fantastic tool to have. Wonderful to know about. Now, you have a wife that you...
I do.
...that has Inspired Life Chiropractic.
That's correct.
And actually, I saw her for the first time last week, and the building is phenomenal, the atmosphere phenomenal. You've got some technology down there that's more natural, which I absolutely love. But you guys have a nonprofit as well.
It's been several years since we started it, but they really wanted to support veterans and first responders. And my brother's a firefighter, and so it's near and dear to us. And it's called Inspired Healing. It's still run out of the Inspire Chiropractic Inspired Life Chiropractic Office, but it allows veterans and first responders and active military access to great chiropractic care and all the tools we have at deep discounts and in reduced rates.
Mm. You guys have some really cool tools down there.
It's fun.
I had the soft wave last week. As a matter of fact, when we wrap up the show up today, I'm heading over to Inspired Life Chiropractic for my third treatment with the soft wave. So I just love that it's kind of a natural process. And I think as much as we can do that, that's awesome for our own health.
Yeah, John, as we look into your company, I want people to realize that you're a local company and you did all this while you were in Tucson. So let everybody know how local we
How local I am?
Yeah.
I was born and raised here. All of my kids were born and raised here. Actually, my grandparents came out here when my dad was 18. I think he was 75 this year. So, but family's been out here a long time. But my grandparents were actually two of the doctors that helped found Tucson General Hospital. Hmm. So, I mean, we have deep roots here. If you come across anybody with the last name Spur in Tucson, they're related to me. But we've been here for a very long time.
How about your company?
My company itself, we're in our fourth year, but I have done mortgage lending in Tucson. This will be my 31st year.
Yeah, that's what I want everybody to understand is that you've been in the company, been in the industry for a long period of time. Just decided to separate and go on your own with your wife and help with your charities and things like that.
Yeah, the joke in the family is my wife had the name Inspired Life long before I did, and I told her I just lacked creativity and Inspired Life mortgage sound great, so I'd take it. But I left the big banks that I was working for because I was tired of seeing people, Tucsonans, get ripped off, get charged rates that they shouldn't be getting charged and fees they shouldn't be getting charged. And this is a town where pretty much every family has two people working and they're saving hard to get to the American dream and buy a home. And there is a better way to do it. And I know there's a better way to do it. And that's what we're doing. And that's what we're achieving to do or striving to do is help people get into homes that deserve to get into homes.
One thing, can you please explain to those veterans who are listening out there, how can I get a hold of you and your wife and for the nonprofit Inspired Healing?
It caught me off guard on that one because I don't have any of their information memorized, but you can look up Inspired Life Chiropractic online.
Okay.
And then we're Inspired Life Mortgage online. And I'm always available at 520-247-3610, and I can always put you in contact with the chiropractic office if need be.
Do you have your business office?
We are actually taking down some extra space and expanding the chiropractic office. And when that's done, I'll be moving in there and we'll be sharing a building together.
She's sharing things. It's all about family, all about being together all the time.
Well, we have a couple minutes left before we go to break. Any advice you would give to someone who is just starting the process of, you know, thinking about the cost of renting? Because that's something we do talk about is there is a cost to renting.
We say in our office all the time that when you rent, your interest rate is 100%. So
true. That's a sobering number right there. We're talking about 6%. 100% is pretty tough.
You know, when you're renting, you're paying the mortgage for somebody else and you're making them wealthy. Right now, I know people are saying that, mortgage payments went up $500. They went up 75%. But I'll tell you right now, if you're going to rent a 4-bedroom, 2-bath home, you're going to pay somewhere between $2,200 to $2,600 a month. That same house on a mortgage is going to cost you, could be as low as $1,600 if you like doing, would do an ARM or are comfortable with that, but it's going to be around $1,900 to $2,200 a month. Renting is still cheaper, and rents are only going to continue to go up.
So, renting is still cheaper? Buying is still cheaper.
Buying
is still cheaper. Let's get the right message out there.
Buying is still cheaper. Let me frankly, you know, rents are only going to continue to go up. But
Everybody's talking about it. We've had some properties that came up for sale recently, and a lot of the calls we're getting are from people who are renting. They're not quite ready to buy yet, but they're concerned about the fact that rents are going up.
I just helped my daughter buy a house for that reason. Her rent tripled. And so we figured out how to get her into a house.
Well, we had a great time with you, John. I thought you gave some great information. We'd like to thank John for being here today. And if you missed any of the conversation with John, you can catch it on our website, which is imrealestateshow.com. Stay tuned for the I Am Real Estate Show on 10:30 The Voice. We'll be right back.
Sweet Little Chefs is a fun personal blog full of kitchen adventures with young kids. The blog has tips and tricks included in simple recipes and ideas to get your kids active and participating in the kitchen. Check them out at sweetlittlechefs.com And be sure to check their special promotional offers through Partners for Everyday Savings. Go to @SweetLittleChefs on Facebook for information on their $25 Amazon gift card giveaway.
Tired of fad diets that leave you hangry with no long-term weight loss? Ready to repair your relationship with food and make cooking a consistent and easy routine? Atomic Nutrition is your local, owner-operated support system. Get customized coaching from a registered dietitian and finally reach your goals and maintain the results. You can find more information at AtomicNutritionAZ.com or call 520-261-0584.
Indy Realty is Tucson's homegrown, local, independent real estate company. Our experienced sales professionals deliver personalized service, cutting-edge technology, and a thoughtful, value-driven approach to help our clients achieve their dreams. Call 520-777-8973 to speak with a caring, qualified agent today. You can also learn more about Indy Realty at indie-realty.com. Indy Realty is hiring qualified sales professionals. Call 520-777-8973 for more.
Welcome back to the show. Our next guest is Rico Arce. He is the president of Rico Pest Prevention. Welcome, Rico.
Well, thank you for having me, and great opening music right there.
Yeah.
Love that.
We do love the music.
It took a lot of time and energy to go into that. So
we almost went into couples counseling over the music. So.
Well, I think the marriage is in good shape. That was great music, so I think you're good.
We wanted to thank you for coming. We'll throw some things at you, and we want people to see what you can to help the people out there a little bit more about pest control and how they can take care of their homes.
Mm.
So termites, right? That's got to be the top issue for a home sale.
It sure is. In fact, termites are really exploding ever since that wonderful monsoon season we had last year. You know, but the big thing with termites is they cause more damage to homes than any other event, including fires and floods. They are a very serious insect to deal with. Mm. And so, you know, sellers and buyers both need to know that a thorough inspection at least once a year is very important. Certainly when you're buying a home, you're going to want to have a professional set of eyes looking over that house and making sure there's no concerns. They don't want to inherit any termite issues. And folks that are just simply who own a home and aren't selling, they want to make sure that the house is protected, and especially when they're doing remodeling. What a great opportunity to have someone look over the house, make sure that we don't have these, destroying little insects there, and get maybe some preventative measures done so that home is well protected. That's the biggest investment people make, and so we want to help them protect it.
You know, you mentioned that during remodeling. I think some of the worst termite cases that I've seen have been on flipped houses, especially when the carport has been converted. Mm. It seems like that's always the area that if you're going to see, I don't want to say uncontrolled, but let's just say like excessive evidence of termites. Mm. For me, it's always been in that carport area when there's a conversion. Is there a reason?
Yeah, there is actually. That's a great observation. So with construction, you have these concrete floors, and a carport is a separate concrete slab that meets the existing slab of the home. So you have what we call these joints, these expansion joints. And boy, those termites come right up those little cracks. Do you know that the termite can enter a crack the thickness of two sheets of paper? Can you imagine that?
Mm. Wow.
And so, of course, when you're looking at the house, we don't have X-ray vision. You know, we can't see through the walls.
Yet.
So again, when you're remodeling and all of a sudden those things are opened up, my goodness, it's, I don't want to say it's like Christmas, but boy, it's it's exciting to see what's in there, and it's got to be dealt with.
Rico, can you tell us a little bit about how long you had your company here, and let everybody know this is a local company here in Tucson, please?
Right. So the company is named after me. My name is Rigo, and it's called Rigo Pest Prevention, and it was birthed in 2008, so we're 15 years old.
Nice.
I had the incredible privilege of working for a local company, and I'll say it's truly Nolan. I was 20 years old from New York, started a job, quote unquote, in 1990, and 18 wonderful years. I grew to love this industry, and then eventually I wanted to embark on my own adventure and treat customers the way that I felt they needed to be treated, with a personal touch. So we're not this big corporation, though we are a large company, but 15 years now serving Tucson with Rigo, 33 total in this industry that I truly believe in. It really is an industry that provides peace of mind. That's what we're all about.
That's awesome. I think I met you when you first started, actually.
I think you're
at
right,
a Women's
yeah.
Council of Realtor event.
Yes.
I was not a real estate agent at the time, but we were out there kind of marketing to agents and happened to be at the same event.
And I remember that,
and
yes.
And you just brought a lot of energy and I don't know, just a great feel to what is probably not the sexiest topic in real estate.
Well, you know, it's funny. I actually think it is pretty sexy. When I get down on my knees and break open a termite tube and see those insects, I start dragging anybody that's near me to take a look. But, you know, really, it comes down to education. It comes down to being a resource. I never worry about, say, earning the business. I want to help people. And that's what my employees know. And that's how they, you know, emulate out in the field. We want to be a company that educates, that serves, that comes alongside. And if we have the privilege of earning their business, that's fantastic. In the end, people need to be safe and pest-free, and it's a great industry to be in.
You know, and you know, we're talking about termites and kind of the party that occurs when you start exposing things during a remodel. But it's not something someone really needs to walk away from a house because it has termite activity. So can you kind of speak to that? Because I mean, we do meet clients, especially if they're not from this area, and they'll be like, I don't want a flat roof. I don't want a house with
right.
termites. I don't want, you know, and you're going,
sure.
okay, well, when I moved to Tucson, someone told me there are two kinds of houses, the ones that have termites and the ones that are going to have termites.
Right.
So I
like to say there's two kinds. It's those that have termites and those that have them, but they just don't know it yet.
Okay.
And they're everywhere. They're all over the desert floor. They're not picky. One house is better than another. Termites are a problem if they're ignored. When they're dealt with and they're dealt with professionally, they're really easy to control. People should not be concerned if there's a termite evidence at the time of either the inspection or if they're remodeling or something to that effect. Now, there are cities and states throughout the U.S. that have very severe termite issues, like Florida, the Gulf Coast, Hawaii, and those are pretty tenacious termites. And so people carry some of these experiences over to the desert, and they anticipate the same problems. We have a pretty pesty termite here for sure, but again, if they're dealt with up front, it's all about prevention. It's all about being proactive. It's an easy insect to control. We like to encourage people, calm people down, and let them know that we can take care of it.
And do you guys handle rodents? Sorry, Sandra.
Yeah, rodents?
Yeah, do you guys handle rodents too? We sure do.
The rodent population in the desert has absolutely exploded over the last 10 years. In part, the communities have grown in size. There's more water. There's more golf courses. There's more sources, right? Mm. And we've got these amazing attics that they just love to have fun in at night. So the key there is prevention. It's about stopping the rodents from entering the structure, going out to the immediate landscape area, see if there's any nests. Same thing. It's all about prevention. It's about education, implementing best practices. And rodents can be controlled. Listen, they're always going to be here. They're in the desert. But let's stop them from getting into the structure. We don't need to use any harsh poisons. We're about intelligent service.
I am all about stopping them from getting into my house.
That's
I just want to say I'll be your biggest fan on that one.
Yeah.
Thing that I've noticed is that though people are sometimes hesitant to call a pest control person because I don't want anybody to know I have pests in my home. I don't want your sign in front of my door when they walk in the house. But the thing you're telling people is that, hey, I'm trying to be preventive and I need somebody to come take
absolutely. It's actually a sign of caring and respect. It's a sign of taking the steps that need to. And really, in the desert, pest control is a staple. You know, just pretty much everybody needs it. So in the end, it's about making a good choice of a company that's going to be there and care and take pride in that. I know I do.
Can you stay around for a second, sir?
I sure can.
All right. You're listening to the I Am Real Estate Show with Ray and Sandra on 10:30 a.m. The Voice. We'll be back. More of the show. Thanks.
Inspired Life Mortgage is your local mortgage lender, offering a full line of mortgage products to meet all your borrowing needs, including construction loans, a home equity line of credit, and special financing for investment properties with no income verification. The Inspired Life Mortgage team is committed to providing great customer service and hassle-free closings. Contact Jonathan Spurr at 520-247-3610 or John at inspiredlifemortgage.com. Inspired Life Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS 1864389 and 304969. AZ State License MB 1002250 and LO 0948310.
Sweet Little Chefs is a fun personal blog full of kitchen adventures with young kids. The blog has tips and tricks included in simple recipes and ideas to get your kids active and participating in the kitchen. Check them out at sweetlittlechefs.com and be sure to check their special promotional offers through Partners for Everyday Savings. Go to @sweetlittlechefs on Facebook for information on their $25 Amazon gift card giveaway.
Tired of fad diets that leave you hangry with no long-term weight loss? Ready to repair your relationship with food and make cooking a consistent and easy routine? Atomic Nutrition is your local, owner-operated support system. Get customized coaching from a registered dietitian and finally reach your goals and maintain the results. You can find more information at AtomicNutritionAZ.com or call 520-261-0584.
Hey, we are back on the air. This is Sandra Johnson. I'm here with Ray Smith and John McLean, our guest hosts. And we have Rigo RC here from Rigo's Pest Prevention. So thank you so much for being here today, Rigo.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying my time. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. We love local companies, and we love people that are providing quality service.
Oh, thank you.
And so you are definitely top of mind for us.
Thank you, Sandra.
You know, pests are not like our favorite thing to talk about, but you know, you bring a great perspective to managing the pest problems and making sure that they stay at bay. So we appreciate that. We were talking a little bit on the break about some of the best practices, and one of the things that you mentioned was bed bugs.
Yeah, you know, that's a real hot topic. That's a pest that's really exploded in the United States in the last 20 years. And there was a time when it was pretty quiet, but with international travel, the world has gotten smaller. And with that, the bed bugs have really made their way back in the States. You know, when you travel, you really need to take the time to look at that hotel room carefully, specifically the bed, the box spring, the headboard. There's nothing wrong with going in and looking and pulling the sheets back. If you see any signs on that mattress that resemble insect, if I may, you know, some parts and, you know, other type of discoloring things, you really ought to ask for another room. You just don't want to take a chance. But with that, when you travel, you know, use that luggage rack. Don't put the luggage on the sofa or on the floor. Get it up high off the ground. When you do get back home, I put everything on the back patio, and we pull everything out one at a time and get it into the laundry, and we let those suitcases sit out and kind of look them over. You really need to be careful. The other one is furniture. Use furniture. You know, it's really become a big problem. If you're going to purchase used furniture, you're going to need to look at it super carefully and make sure you don't have any bed bugs lurking in that mattress, box spring, or recliner, or whatever it might be. So very serious. Always check your person and keep your eyes open, and you should be okay.
What about someone is looking into getting a new apartment, and you were talking about some things they can look for also?
Yeah, so big thing is you know, whenever, even if you're renting, you can always ask for a free inspection from my company or even other companies. Management companies that oversee apartments, they usually have a contracted pest control service, so you can go ahead and you know, rely on them. But the big thing is to go ahead and get a free inspection and make sure that nothing's hiding in that unit before you move in. Whenever you have a structure that is unoccupied, it may look clear, but once you settle in and everything's moved in, boy, things can just start crawling out. So I recommend a free inspection for sure.
One thing you also said about the free inspection, that you think the person who's authorized in free inspection need to be there also, so they can talk to the...
Yeah, absolutely. Education is key. Again, if I'm there and I'm looking things over, I'm going to be able to articulate what I saw. If the resident isn't there, they're going to maybe rely on a document or someone else for the information. I believe in intimate contact, two people communicating. Certainly when you get a treatment, listen, if you're getting a pest control service and it's the first time or you don't know the company, I'm a big fan of being present. I think you should see what's going on. You know, even though the products today are very benign and kind of a low-grade sort of materials in our industry today, you want to know that it's being applied safely, that it's being applied responsibly. I recommend always being present until you know your company well, and then you can trust them moving forward.
Even in an apartment, should you still have an inspection every year, or that one time is a good idea?
Yeah, within an apartment complex, just one time before you move in, and that's more regarding insects like scorpions, spiders, roaches. The annual inspection, Ray, that you referred to, that is for termites.
Okay.
If you own a home, I would highly recommend having a set of eyes on that at least once a year, maybe even twice a year. Once in the spring after the winter rains, and then maybe definitely an inspection in the fall or early winter after the monsoon rains. I strongly recommend an annual inspection on freestanding structures.
I like that. Can we pick months? Like, let's say month of November and April or something like that?
That's perfect. That sounds good. Yeah,
March,
April. I think
April. Month reminds people, hey, around Thanksgiving, get your termite checked.
That's right.
Around April, when kids get out of school, get your termites checked.
I always advise my customers on that, and it doesn't matter their anniversary month. The beauty with our warranties is you get unlimited inspections. So if we do a termite treatment for your home, and say the month of June, your anniversary month is June. However, you can call anytime you want. We want to be there for you and make sure that we're looking at the same things and educating you.
What would you say that the average treatment for termites would run? I mean, you have to give me a range, I'm sure.
Yeah, so homes vary in size and construction, so that dollar amount does vary. But I would say a price range would be anywhere from, say, $700 on a very small-end home to maybe something up into, say, $1,500. The bigger the job, the more extensive the treatment, the longer the warranty. So some treatments can carry a one-year warranty that you can keep up each year. Or the bigger jobs and bigger homes, we may give an additional or an initial three-year warranty, for example, and that structure would be covered for 3 years, and then they can keep it up annually after that. So it really varies. I pride myself in tailor-making programs, not just rubber-stamping pricing. Everything is tailor-made, and it's personal.
Hmm. I was wondering if you see a lot of scorpions and spiders increasing too, as you do with termites.
Yeah. So the big thing there is twofold. The first of which is reduce their food sources. So a good thing to do with regular pest control, which, by the way, we promote in every 3-month service. We call it quarterly pest control. Hmm. You know, today's products are just so advanced. They're going to last. They're going to hold up. And of course, we're thorough. All right. So with that, when we treat for the insects like spiders, crickets, earwigs, little beetles, we're reducing the food sources of some of the more tenacious little pests like, say, centipedes or scorpions. So it's like the cycle of life. You know what I mean? So we break it down. And again, prevention is key. Keep it up regularly.
We talked about pack rats. And do you recommend trying to get rid of those? Trying to think of those cactus that are out there.
Prickly pear cactus.
Thank you.
Yeah. You know, in the end, anything immediately up on the structure, if there is a pack rat nest, we highly recommend that being eradicated, which we do. But the other is really a nice best practice, Ray, is trimming that landscaping. We would never say, hey, get rid of all your cactus. I mean, it's just too beautiful. But what you can do is you can trim it from the ground up. So you want to get those pads and all that growth off the ground. That's where these snakes hide, rats hide. So real good practice of cleaning up and trimming up your cactus and other thick brush. You can keep that beautiful landscape, but yet you're making the environment inhospitable, so to speak, for something to hide.
Are there any signs that people should be looking for that maybe they have a problem, and if they had known what to look for, they'd be giving you a call?
Is it in regards to pack rats specifically, anything?
Any kind of pest.
Yeah. So, they vary depending on their signs, but pests tend to leave their little trademarks around, whether it's their little droppings or maybe they're damaging something. You know, again, a free inspection is always good. I tell my customers, even when they don't buy service, hey, call on us anytime. We'll walk the property with you. But if you do see something, you know, today's technology with taking pictures, texting it, sending an email, even a video. I get the craziest videos like you've ever seen where I can properly identify something on that video or picture. Great technology, great use of it.
Right.
So again, it's all about communication, a good dialogue, and then we can help make some good decisions.
Do you do anything for snakes?
We actually do. Again, hence the name of my company, Prevention. We install very well-done manicured screening around wrought iron fence, gates, weep holes, drainage holes. What we do is, again, we prevent the snakes from entering that backyard. Typically, you can't do anything with the front yard. It's exposed, right?
Right.
That backyard, that's our client's sanctuary, okay? So we want to go ahead and we screen very neatly, very professionally with material that will last to prevent those snakes from entering from the desert, yes.
How big is your company?
So we have 18 employees. We are actually actively pursuing some additional staff. In fact, I'm looking for pest control technicians, termite technicians, no experience required. I'm all about attitude and character and
Stop
reliability.
Right. How do you get a hold of you?
How do you get a hold of us?
Yes,
well,
sir.
Let me give you our phone number. It's 520-744-6177.
Again?
520-744-6177. Or you can shoot an email, and it's after my name, rigo@rigopest.com. That's RIGO@RIGOPEST. And you can have an opportunity. I'm going to say it, Ray. Work with the best company in town. I just believe it.
That's okay. If you don't feel that way, then I have to talk to you about
it.
You
know, we were Reader's Choice Awards number one pest control company 3 years in a row. We're going for 22. We're going to have those voting sessions beginning next month in July, and we want to win it 4 years in a row. We're really proud of that. Number one.
Right. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, there's a reason that you are on speed dial for Raymond and I. We think that you guys do a great job, and we appreciate the service that you bring to our clients.
Well, it's a pleasure working for you folks, and really, that's the character that I'm talking about. We consider it an honor. You have a lot of choices to choose from. I take that as a sign of pride and privilege. So
I don't get
you.
A chance a lot to tell you this, and every time I see you, Rigo knows that every time I have an inspection, I expect him to be there, but you usually have his staff. But I can tell you, your staff is like having you there.
Oh, that's great. I'm glad to hear that.
I tell each one of them that, you know, when I see Rigo, I'm going to tell them that you guys work exactly the way I expect you to work, because that's the way you are.
Thank you,
sir. The
way
you are is exactly the way your staff is.
Thank you very much.
You do a great training program.
Thank you, Ray. Appreciate it.
And so we're wrapping up the hour. We would like to thank Inspired Life Mortgage, Indy Realty, the Arizona Sands Club, and Sweet Little Chefs for sponsoring. And we appreciate you being here with us this afternoon, and you can reach Raymond at 904-7711 or myself at 520-850-1725. Happy Father's Day to all you dads
Happy
out there.
Happy Father's Day to everybody.
Happy Father's Day, everybody.
Indy Realty is Tucson's homegrown, local, independent real estate company. Our experienced sales professionals deliver personalized service, cutting-edge technology, and a thoughtful, value-driven approach to help our clients achieve their dreams. Call 520-777-8973 to speak with a caring, qualified agent today. You can also learn more about Indy Realty at indie-realty.com. Indy Realty is hiring qualified sales professionals. Call 520-777-8973 for more.
Inspired Life Mortgage is your local mortgage lender, offering a full line of mortgage products to meet all your borrowing needs, including construction loans, a home equity line of credit, and special financing for investment properties with no income verification. The Inspired Life Mortgage team is committed to providing great customer service and hassle-free closings. Contact Jonathan Spurr at 520-247-3610 or John at InspiredLifeMortgage.com. Inspired Life Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS 1864389 and 304969. ABC license MB1002250 and LL0948310.
Sweet Little Chefs is a fun personal blog full of kitchen adventures with young kids. The blog has tips and tricks included in simple recipes and ideas to get your kids active and participating in the kitchen. Check them out at sweetlittlechefs.com and be sure to check their special promotional offers through Partners for Everyday Savings. Go to @sweetlittlechefs on Facebook for information on their $25 Amazon gift card giveaway.